On Tuesday, a gigantic ash cloud from an erupting Icelandic volcano continued to hover over much of northern Europe, though some airports had begun some operations after 5 days of closures. Lydia O'Kane asked Professor John Davidson, chair of the Earth Sciences Department of the University of Durham, what is it about this volcano that's causing so much disruption?
Volcanoes like this in Iceland have erupted quite frequently, even in the past 40, 50 years when we've been undertaking air travel. So I think a lot of it is really not so much the volcano, which is an unremarkable, fairly small eruption so far, but the fact that the wind patterns happen to be such that the wind's being pushed southwestwards from Iceland rather than being blown off to the north or northwest.
Now, just regarding the spread of the ash and where it's going, some flights are resuming, but there's also a fear of the spreading ash. How can that be limited?
The spreading of the ash can't be limited. But on the other hand, the problem we face is that we don't know really what a safe level of ash is. We know that the ash is up there. We don't know exactly how dense or how dilute it is. And we don't know what level of dilution is actually safe to fly aircraft through or okay to fly aircraft through without damaging them. These are all tests that it's evidence that we just don't have in hand. And so I think that basically people are just erring on the safe side at the moment, saying that because we don't really have the data to make definitive guidelines, then we're just going to keep everybody clear of the ash.
Have you yourself been surprised at this? Have you been surprised at the scale of what's happened?
Yeah, I think a lot of us have been surprised. In a sense, we probably shouldn't be because we know that volcanoes erupt. We know that the way the weather patterns can behave. It's the sort of thing that we possibly should have been prepared for. But on the other hand, there's so many things that can disrupt our lives these days. We have a society that's quite sensitive to small changes in our environment. So it would probably be a fairly low priority in terms of the large-scale thinking about transport systems compared with other phenomena.
What about, this happening again? Let's say we find that the volcano stops spewing ash and everything's fine. Is there a worry that this will happen again maybe later in the year?
Yeah, it's entirely possible. And the volcanic activity could go on for some time, but it would likely sort of, as you suggest, go up and down. One of the other factors, though, is you've got the volcano, you've got the weather, but one of the reasons why the volcano is producing so much ash is because of the interaction of the magma with the ice and the water. That's an exhaustible commodity, really. And so after a while, the ice and the water will be exhausted and the eruption ought to become less explosive and produce less ash and generate ash plumes that are not quite as high. And therefore, the problem, even if the weather continues to push ash in this direction, it wouldn't be so much of an issue.
And what about other volcanoes? There is a larger volcano. Is there any risk of eruptions anywhere else?
Yeah, and there have been, when this particular volcano has gone off in the past, it has been known to trigger the larger volcano next door. And certainly there's the possibility that erupted. And again, the weather pushed the ash cloud this way that you could get air traffic disruption yet again.
Professor John Davidson is chair of the Earth Sciences Department at the University of Durham.